Hey everybody, and welcome to this screencast. My name is James Senior. I'm the Microsoft Web Evangelist, and today I'm going to be taking you through the new Windows Azure Storage Helper for Web Matrix. This helper comes hot on the heels of the OData Helper for Web Matrix, which we released about 3 weeks ago. And I'm pointing that out because it actually leverages the OData Helper to do the communication between the client and Windows Azure. Or I should say between the server and Windows Azure Storage. So just a quick introduction on Windows Azure Storage. For kind of a more detailed explanation, I recommend you check out the link I put in my blog post relating to this this video, which is done by Ryan Dunn. And that's on Channel 9 as well. He talks through what Windows Azure Storage is a little bit more detail. But from a high level, it's just storage in the cloud, which is infinitely scalable. So that's really useful for people who don't know what their storage requirements are going to be and could potentially experience spikes in demand for storage. So it scales up and down based on the requirements that you have, based on customer demand. And there are two types of storage that are available in Windows Azure Storage. First of all, there's table storage, which provides simple table data access, and also blob storage, which is for storing files, binaries, etc. So we'll look at the helper that makes it easier in Web Matrix to do those two types of storages. First of all, the table storage, and then also blob storage as well. So to get started, it's very simple to do. I would head over to the Coplex website where you can download the Windows Azure Storage Helper. It's open source using MSPL, so you can feel free to look at the code, download it, etc. And we'll go and find the project, Windows Azure Storage Helper. We've got a brief guide on how to get started in 60 seconds. We've also provided some documentation and samples for you as well. But we're going to go ahead and download it straight away. So we'll head over to the download tab, and here you see we've got three downloads available for you. The first download that's available is the binaries, so we can go ahead and click on that. Let's explore what's in that download, and then Explorer will wake up and let me see what's in here. There we go. So we see we've got a couple, actually three DLLs, which are of interest to us. First of all, we've got the OData DLL, which is the helper that we created and I told you about in the last video. So this is kind of the foundation for the Windows Azure Storage Helper. So you can see that the OData helper is actually an enabler for different scenarios, one of which is Windows Azure Storage. And that's the second DLL we have here. This is the wrapper around OData helper, which provides methods and calls which are specific to Windows Azure Storage. The third DLL we have here is another DLL which we've redistributed from the Windows Azure SDK. Now this comes with the actual license that tells you all about the distribution rights, so you can actually redistribute this in your own projects where Microsoft has licensed you to go do that. So that's available there, and the license is there too. So there's actually three DLLs which are going to be used today in this example. Let's go back and look at the other downloads. The third one is going to be what we're going to check out now. We're going to open the website, the sample website, which shows off all of the features, or some of the features of the helper itself. So we'll open this up, and then what we'll do is we'll copy the folder to the desktop. So we can see that's there now. And one cool thing you can do with Web Matrix, if you're not aware of this, you can actually right-click on any folder and then open it up as a website in Web Matrix. So that we'll go ahead and do that. And we'll get started. Okay, so I've got in my bin folder here the DLLs that I require. That's no surprise there. And then I've also got some web pages here that are relevant for the different scenarios. First of all, the table scenario, and then the blob scenario. So let's go ahead and run the default page. And this is what we get. This is a little bit of documentation about how to get started. Of course, if you need an account for Windows Azure storage, then you need to head over to microsoft.com/windows-azure, and then there's more information on how to sign up. They have a trial available, so you can get started and get an account name and a key. And this is important to be able to start with this sample, so I'm going to go ahead and grab the one I've got from email. So here's my account name, and then there's a long account key which I'm going to copy and paste, which we'll put in there. You'll have your own credentials that you need to put in here. When we press continue, what's going to happen is we're going to kick off this first set of helper properties, or set these properties here in the Windows Azure Storage Helper. And this is actually a common convention in other helpers we have out there. So for example, if you think about the recapture helper that's available in WebMatrix, you set the account name and key for recapture in your underscore start CSHTML page. It's like it's a page that's run every time, and so you can set account variables such as this one. So that's what we're doing in this example. So when I hit continue, it'll take me through to the next page of the sample. And in this sample, it's showing us step one, how to create tables and insert rows. And here we can see the syntax for that. It's very simple. We'll just go ahead and call the create table method, give it a name, new sample table, and then we'll start to add a couple of rows to that table. We can see we're creating the partition, the row itself, and then adding attributes to that row. Once we've done that, we then insert it into the table, and we do that twice for John Doe and Jessica Anderson. So let's go ahead and execute that, and then what will happen is we'll get the results and make a call back to Windows Azure Storage so we can display them in the page. So this is the step two, retrieving and updating the rows in the table. We see we go and make a call. We say get the rows from new sample table. That populates a variable called rows, and then we just hand off rows to the WebGrid helper, which renders out the rows of data for us automatically. So it's kind of a nice way of combining two helpers together. WebGrid is pretty powerful, so it just takes data you throw at it and then renders that out in HTML. So there we see we have our different information. We have partition key, row key, timestamp, and name. So next step, let's press the execute button and replace some of the information that we have in our existing table. So we'll go ahead and get the row first of all, and so we have to pass in the table name, the partition, and then the row we're actually wanting to retrieve. Next up, we'll change the name for that row to Peter Simmons, and then we call the update row method, and then the changes will be made. So let's go ahead and execute that. So that's going off and talking to Windows Azure for us, and then it'll come back and show us that the changes have been made. Okay, so we see here that Peter Simmons indeed has been changed, as we expect. Step three in the sample is actually on how to delete rows in the table, so let's go ahead and see what the syntax is for that. We see we need to call the delete row method and then pass in the table, the partition, and the name of the row. Fairly straightforward. We click execute, and then sure enough we see that the entry has been deleted from the table. Okay, one other operation to show you is deleting a table. It's very easy to do. Just call delete table and then pass in the name of the table. We'll go ahead and run that, and the table was deleted successfully. Now at this point what we can do is we can click here to start the sample again to go through it, but we're going to actually skip ahead to the Windows Azure blob sample. So that was table storage. You saw how it was very easy, very quick to just add, insert entries into a table, and then update the table, retrieve the information, then use the WebGrid helper to render that as HTML, and then delete the table at the end. So here we are in the blob section of the sample. If I scroll down, I can see that we've got a method here for listing all of the blob containers. Now that's actually going to present us with no information right now, because we don't have any blobs containers that exist. As you can see here, it says no containers were found in the storage. However, we do have a helper method to go ahead and create a container. So what we do is we call create blob container and then pass in the name. So I'm going to go ahead and create a container called helper. Now there is a restriction on Azure Blob storage, which means that you have to use lowercase when you're creating container names. At the moment we don't handle the uppercase, lowercase scenarios. And what we'll do is we'll just make sure that we type in a lowercase container name. So now we're going to list all of the blobs available in this container. So we call the listBlobs method and pass in the name of the container, in this instance helper. However, we see, as we would expect, that we don't have any blobs available right now. So let's go ahead and add a blob into the container. We first of all are going to use this file upload control here to send the file up to the server. And once we send it up, we're going to retrieve it using this call request.files and grabbing the file that way. We'll then pass it into the uploaded file variable. And then what we'll do is we use the helper method for uploading binary to blob, passing in the blob address, which consists of the uploaded, the container, and then a forward slash, and then the uploaded file name, so that creates a unique address there in the blob storage. And then pass in the actual input stream, so the binary information. So let's go ahead and find an item to add. Let's have a look what's in this. We have a bit of text in this text file, so we can go ahead and add that. And we'll click upload. And here we see we've got the blob now listed inside the container with the address that I mentioned earlier on, helper/blob.txt. We can go and see the details of that. And then we provided a couple of helper methods that make it easy to go and grab that blob from storage. So we have the download blob as a byte array, and we can go ahead and download it that way. And as we can see, we get the helper blob txt file. Okay, we can also delete the blob. Now it's gone. And then there's also a method for deleting a blob container to completely clear up what we've done in this sample. So we delete that, and then the blob container has disappeared. So that's a bit about how to use a container. This again is the sample website. So if you go to the download page inside of the Windows Azure Storage Helper CodePlex project, you'll find it as the third download. Also, I'd recommend, if you want to find out all of the APIs and the methods that are available in this helper, head to the documentation section, where you'll find not only how to get started in 60 seconds, but also some sample code, as well as the full reference for the API. And you'll see that actually down here we've got a number of methods for downloading the blob as text, downloading the blob as a stream, downloading as a file, etc. So you can handle how the blob comes down from Windows Azure Storage in different ways. So thanks for watching. We're excited about this helper. Check out the helper at azurestoragehelper.coplex.com. Also, make sure you download and try out the OData helper, which is available at odata.coplex, odatahelper.coplex.com. So thanks for watching.